CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbeam.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 19th of January 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Volunteer as regional representative, new member of Examine Syllabus Review Group, team section launched on the RSGB website. Are you an RSGB member living in regions 2, 5, 7, 11, 12 or 13? If you want to make a difference in your region and volunteer as a regional representative, remember that you need to submit your application before the 31st of January. This applies to those who are standing for re-election as well as members who want to apply for the first time. Further information about all roles in the RSGB elections can be found on the Society's website at www.rsgb.org. At the end of last year, the RSGB announced the formation of the new Examination and Syllabus Review Group, the ESRG, and three vacancies within the group. The Society is now pleased to announce that Tom Jones, G7ETW, has joined the group. Tony is an experienced tutor and also be known to readers of Practical Wireless as a regular contributor to training-related articles. There are still two vacancies to fill. You can find out more from the RSGB website, ESRG pages, or one of the volunteer pages. That's rsgb.org/volunteers. In the October 2019 RADCOM, Board Director Philip Willis, M0PHI, explained how the RSGB was updating the ways in which staff members and volunteers work together to carry out the activities of the Society and to achieve its Strategy 2022 priorities. The Society has grouped these activities and specialist volunteers into five new teams and has launched a new section on its website for them. These are innovation, operating, learning, representation and support. Go to rsgb.org/teams to find the right people to contact for help and advice. An AM QSO party takes place between 0600 UTC on the 25th and 1200 UTC on the 26th of January. This is not a 5-9 contest and aims to encourage QSOs and conversations. However, points can be gained and certificates awarded. Full details of the AMQSO party at amqsoparty.wixsite, that's wixsite.com/mysite. Key messages from the RSGB volunteer leadership team meeting on the 16th of November are online at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1901a4alpha. Following updates to the amateur radio regulations in the Falkland Islands, there's a need to revalidate all Falkland Island amateur radio call signs. In order to do that, all users will be required to reapply for authority to use Falkland Island call signs. No details of rallies and events in the coming week. No details of rallies in January. The first couple of the year will be Barry ARS Tabletop Sale on the 1st of February and the South Essex ARS Canvey Rally on the 2nd of February. Please send details of your rally and event plans as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We give you valuable publicity online in RADCOM and on GB2RS, all for free, it says. And now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Roland, or Roland, F-A-T-N, will be active as Fox Radio stroke call sign from Réunion Island. That's IOTA AF-016 from the 23rd of January to the 18th of February. He'll operate CW only on the HF bands, QSL via F6AJA, Director Bureau. Janusz SB9FIH will be active from Norfolk Island, OC005, until the 12th of April. He'll use the call sign VK9NK on SSB Ritian FT8, QSL's Club Log OQRS. Jean-Pierre F6ITD will be active as Fox Golf Stroke call sign, and also TO7D from La Désirade in Guadeloupe, NA102, until the 9th of March. He plans to operate SSB and digital modes on all bands, QSL's preferred via logbook of the world. Dirk WA4DT will be active as stroke HR9 from Roatan Island, NA057, until the 2nd of February. He'll operate CW and FT8 on 40 and 30 metre bands, QSL direct to his home call. Slovenian operators S50X, S51V, S52P, S54W, S56DX, S56N, S57DX and S59A will be active on all bands and modes as IG9 stroke home call from Lampedusa Island, AF019, between the 21st and 27th of January, QSL home calls. Rich W4GKR will be active holiday style as TI5 stroke call sign from Costa Rica until the 4th of February. He'll be operating digital modes and possibly slow CW on 160 to 6 metre bands QSL home call. Now for special event news, members of the Russian Robinson Club will operate the special event station R200 ANT to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the discovery of Antarctica. The station will be on the air until the 31st of March. Listeners are asked to note that the event station is located in Russia and not in Antarctica. Please send special details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible. We don't receive special event station information from Ofcom, so you must let us know to get your event publicised here on GB2RS in Radcom and online. Now for contest news, on Tuesday the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC using all modes. The exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Next weekend, the CQ160m DX contest runs from 2200 UTC on the 24th to 2200 UTC on the 26th. CW only on 1.8 megs band and the exchange's signal report and CQ zone. Note that US stations also send their state, Canadians send the province. The Bartak Ritty Sprint contest runs from 1200 UTC on the 25th to 1200 UTC on the 26th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is simple, the serial number of the contact. Don't forget the UK 6 metre group's winter marathon runs from until the end of January. No particular operating modes or periods, just work as many locator squares as you can on the 50 megs band. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. We had another pretty uneventful week with zero sunspots, but no major geomagnetic disturbances. The K-index rose to 3 on Thursday morning due to the effects of the solar wind, but the ionosphere was otherwise calm geomagnetically. We said last week that there had been some winter sporadic heat which had livened up 10 metres. We also said there had been no SSB activity or of note on the band and were promptly corrected by Tony, M0IQD, who sent a copy of his log. That showed that he made more than 15 SSB contacts on the 8th of January, including Norway, Sweden, Poland, Germany and even VO1FOG in Newfoundland. Keep an eye open around 28.450 to 28.495 megahertz for SSB openings. He's also suggested that Facebook group 10 meter UK net was a useful tool for 10 meter operators. We're only too happy to pass that information on. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 70 to 72, reflecting the current state of the solar cycle. It also predicts quiet geomagnetic conditions all week, so the ionosphere should be settled and showing seasonal norms in terms of propagation. According to PropQuest, daytime critical frequencies as measured by the Chilton ionosonde generally in the range of 4.1 to 5.3 megahertz. This suggests that 80 meters remains best for inter-G contacts, with 40 meters being restricted to longer paths such as G to GM. Nighttime critical frequencies are generally around 3.1 to 3.6 megs, so 80 meter propagation may be marginal over shorter distances, but better over 500 kilometers or more. Daytime F2 layer openings are generally up to 18 megs, with a 20 meter band being more reliable. Weather charts show that the jet stream will remain strong over the UK and Europe next week, which may be an indicator for winter sporadic E, although the season may be ending. More of this in the VHF section. Now for VHF and up. High pressure has started to reassert itself over southern Britain, and improved tropo conditions will probably kick in from today into early next week. Paths into the continent and south past Portugal towards the Canaries might be worth a look in view of recent performances. This positive tropo pattern could hold until midweek, but thereafter the models show a collapse of the high back towards the Azores, allowing room for colder northwesterly to bring stronger winds and a risk of some wintry weather across eastern Europe. Across eastern areas, but other models confine the cold outbreak to the northern half of the UK only. There's always scope for some winter sporadicity, and the jet stream pattern may favour paths into western Europe and the western Mediterranean, particularly for digital modes like FT8, but it could also be worth checking for CW and SSB on 10 metres also. The cold north wind, northwesterly with its wintry showers may excite the gigahertz fraternity towards the latter part of the next week as heavy showers move down the North Sea and Irish Sea, bringing some rain scatter propagation. The good thing about winter rain scatter is that the showers are not diurnal like in summer and usually maintain activity throughout the day and night. Moon declination is negative and reaching a minimum on Thursday. Path losses continue to rise all week, and the very high 144 meg sky noise midweek means it's poor week for EME. There are no major meteor showers this week, so continue to look for random QSOs in the early morning around dawn. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's it from me until next week also.